Joining us live now from Mashhad is Ms. Suhaila Ibrahim Zakzaki, and she is the daughter of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Suhaila. I wanted to ask you, what did you make of your father's public appearance?
Thank you. My brother spoke with him after the interview was released on TV, and he recorded the phone call, and we listened to that. In the phone call, he said that they were on their way to the hospital. They told them that the security told them that they were taking them to the lab for some tests. And on the way, they said that they had to stop somewhere because my mom had to see one of her doctors who was in that building, which they took them where the press was. And after my mom saw the doctor, so as they were coming out, they informed them that there were some people wanting to see them. They thought maybe it was some other security personnel. But as they stepped out, there were already cameras recording. So I think that what happened was most likely that because there were many different rumors, other than the fact that he had a stroke, which is true, but other than the fact that he had a stroke, there were many rumors about him being dead and other things like that. So I think they made that arrangement so that, first of all, to kind of say that maybe he's not dead, and also possibly to use the video and say whatever, because the video was cut before they put it up.
Does this give you hope then, Ms. Suhaila, that your father may be released, as pretty much a court order has said he should be released?
The effort that a lot of people are making gives me hope, but not so much what happened with the press, because I think that it's just an orchestrated something so that they can be able to portray whatever they feel like doing so. And but hopefully now we're seeing some of the effects of some of the efforts that many people have been making, you know, especially since he had the stroke.
Okay, and I'm wondering, what do you put it down to that why your father is still detained? Because as I mentioned, obviously, in my second question, the court has ordered for him to be released. Why then do you think he is still being held?
First of all, I think to understand that, probably somebody would need to understand how Nigeria works. And it is a country where a lot of the government officials and anybody in charge of anything basically can break any law and nothing happens to them. So I feel like because they can, that's why they hold in him. And if they do release him, they still haven't pressed any charges against him. And so they would have to maybe admit to the fact that they were wrong and probably compensate for whatever they have done. And maybe they don't want to do that. So I believe that's probably why they're keeping him.
Okay, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we do appreciate you taking your time on to speak to us here at Press TV.